After another day of hand-wringing over the Liberal leadership issue with no change, the message from the Prime Minister is loud and clear. Let's get on with the job of winning the election. John Howard met with his party this morning and, as several MPs put it, there was not a murmur of dissent. Treasurer Peter Costello even held his own press conference after the meeting in a bid to put the leadership issue to rest, stating that he remains part of the Liberal team, and that team included John Howard. The Treasurer's also fended off suggestions he lacks courage because he didn't challenge Mr Howard for the top job, despite claims he had the support of a majority of Cabinet ministers. Now Mr Howard and Mr Costello have started talking about what they're planning to do for voters over the next 3 years, responding to party criticism that the government wasn't offering voters a fresh alternative to Labor. Mr Howard offered his MPs some hope, telling them that polling in the bellwether seat of Eden Monaro shows the government can win it. From Canberra, Alexandra Kirk reports.
Having stared down many of his ministers who believed they stood a better chance of winning with Peter Costello at the helm, Mr Howard fronted all his Liberal MPs. No one suggested they'd be better off changing leaders. Not a murmur of dissent. The official report came from Howard loyalist Tony Abbott.
There is absolutely rock-solid support from the party room for the Prime Minister and for the Treasurer.
Will this put an end to the leadership speculation?
Look, it certainly should.
The Prime Minister told his MPs while the polls are bad, he still enjoys strong public support, a 50% approval rating, and though the polls haven't shifted for months, he offered a ray of hope that in the very marginal bellwether seat of Eden Monaro, internal polling shows the government looks like hanging on.
We can still win this election, I really believe that.
Changing leaders now would be seen as a sign of panic, is Mr Howard's reason for digging in. His move to heal the rifts, taking responsibility for asking Alexander Downer to canvass ministers' views and report back, as he explained on Macquarie Radio.
Nothing he did was in any way disloyal or in any way designed to hurt me. Alexander Downer is a close friend of mine. It's clear what the view of the party is, and that's it.
Did anyone say, hey, mate, you better go?
No. But no, they didn't actually.
Now firmly ensconced in the driver's seat, Mr Howard's taken the advice of many frustrated MPs that the government needs to stop repeating the same old story and cast forward.
I do think we have spent a little too much time saying, well, gee, haven't we done a great job over the last 10 years? We have, but people say, righto, mate, that's good, yeah, fine, but what are you doing for me today, brother? And what are you going to do in the next 3 years? And I think the focus has to be a lot more on that, and we have got a lot of things to do.
After days of silence, the Treasurer finally emerged to say he wasn't part of the Downer talks and didn't know about them until after the event.
Whatever happened in the last week, it wasn't concerning me. This government is a team, and the team is led by John Howard and me, but it has many other people, and it's the team that counts.
A fizzer is how some MPs view today's Liberal Party meeting. One said Mr Howard has them all bluffed, that every time there's talk of a challenge and nothing happens, Mr Howard looks stronger and Mr Costello is damaged. That if the Treasurer wants to lead the country, he has to be tough. Mr Costello sidestepped a courage question.
Well, I would say it took courage to balance Australia's budget. And it took courage to pay off $96 billion of debt. It took courage to do what no other Australian Treasurer has been able to do, abolish wholesale sales tax and introduce the GST.
While embracing the need to talk about his government's plans for Australia's future, Mr Howard wasn't taking Kevin Rudd's bait to pledge to serve a full three-year term if he wins.
After what I have seen from Peter Beattie and Steve Brax, I would have thought time-specific pledges about how long people are going to serve are at tatty discount in Australian politics.
Malcolm Turnbull had a bit of trouble negotiating a two-part Labor question about Mr Downer canvassing ministers' views, including his own, amid reports he was one of those who thought Mr Howard should go.
Did the minister attend that meeting, and did he express his support for the current Prime Minister at that meeting?
The Speaker said he didn't have to answer the question. Mr Turnbull headed back to his seat but reconsidered.
I attended that meeting, and that's your answer to the question.
The Environment Minister then returned for another stab.
Order. I attended that meeting, I attended that meeting, and the Prime Minister has the support of everybody at that meeting. The discussions at the meeting are not part of my portfolio responsibilities. And you're not in, but I've answered the question.
Opposition business.
The Prime Minister has the support, as Prime Minister, of everybody in the Cabinet. That's the answer.
Environment Minister Malcolm Turnbull.